Welcome to another episode of Kamloops Real Estate Market Review, where we look at recent sales and listings, general market trends, and how to succeed in the real estate world. I'm your host, Eden Grace, your real estate expert. Hello, friends. It's been far too long since I've podcasted. I have been busy, so busy with clients. I've had lots of them, which is great, and they kind of come first. So if you ever have questions or anything, you can always reach out to me directly and I can give you information. And I will do my best to become more regular with these podcasts. But first, we will do Sweet Sunday. We'll go through some of the houses in Kamloops that have suites in them. I think I have 10 of them. I'm going to go quick. I'm going to give you the overview of them. Not very many comments. And I will try and get the links out with the podcast as soon as possible. But like I said, if you have questions about them, just message me or text me instead. All my contact information will be in the show notes right away. So reach out that way and let's get started. Our first house is 624 Cumberland Avenue in the North Kamloops. Single family home, like all of them are going to be. It's listed for $549,900. It's been on the market for just a couple of days. There's two bedrooms upstairs, two bathrooms, and a one bedroom basement suite downstairs. Shared laundry, new roof 2 years ago, 2,100 square feet. Built in 1969. Boom. Number two, 1850 Highcrest Place. This is listed in Brock for $574,800. There's a two-car garage, two bedrooms upstairs, two bedrooms downstairs, two bathrooms, one for the upstairs, one for the suite. There's a big sun deck. Newer hot water tank, six fruit trees in the backyard, 2,000 square feet, and built in 1968. Next up is 1757 North River Drive in Bachelor Heights, listed for $575,000. 1,800 square feet, there's two bedrooms upstairs, and I believe a one-bedroom basement suite. Two bathrooms, shared laundry, and that's that. Built in 1979. Next, we have 1970 Fleetwood Avenue in Brock, listed for $589,900. Three bedrooms upstairs plus a one-bedroom basement suite. There's two bathrooms. Basement suite is rented for $1,000 a month with utilities. The tenant would like to stay. Large flat backyard with room for either a detached shop or a swimming pool. Lots of new updates on the floor, kitchen, bathroom, and more. 2,200 square feet, built in 1964. 1970 Ashwind Pine View for $649,900, built in 1999. It has two bedrooms, two bathrooms, total square foot of 2,300. The main floor tenants have a 1 year lease ending June 1st, 2022. They pay $2,000 per month plus utilities. And then the basement tenant is month to month at 1,300, which also includes utilities. Upstairs is two bedrooms and downstairs is one bedroom. And there's the two bathrooms plus one ensuite. And two-car garage. Next is a cute downtown house. 609 St. Paul Street, listed for $699,000. It's a two-story home, three bedrooms upstairs, plus a one-bedroom basement suite downstairs with separate laundry. Downstairs tenants are paying month-to-month $1,050, including utilities. There's three bathrooms in this house that was built in 1910 and zoning of RM2A. So you could make this, house have some downtown business or few more options there than your normal R1 zoning. this next home, my friends actually used to live in a long time ago. 1790 Foxtail Drive, beautiful place up in Pine View, listed for $799,900. It was built in 2008, two-story home, three bedrooms upstairs, and a one-bedroom basement suite. Both are tenanted. Upstairs pays $2,350 plus two-thirds of the utilities. Downstairs pays $1,200 plus a third of the utilities. And both of them are month-to-month. Two-door garage. Beautifully landscaped home. I mean, worth going to go see for sure. Got some underground sprinklers. Veggie garden boxes. And access off the back for tenant parking and private access. Our next house also has tenants upstairs and downstairs, and is also our last property. So here we go. 2350 Young Avenue out in Brock, listed for $799,900. See if I can keep getting those numbers right. The square footage is 2611. There's three bedrooms upstairs and a one-bedroom registered legal suite downstairs. Upstairs pays $2,300. Downstairs is $1,000 a month. It doesn't say whether they're month-to-month or on a lease, though. Two bathrooms in total. And there's a detached garage, which is 34 by 30 feet with heat and plumbing. So definitely a house worth looking at. Big place. So that's your sweet Sunday. Short and sweet, too. As always, if you have any questions about any of these properties, feel free to reach out and let me know. Or if you have any other questions about anything, I generally like to talk and hang out. So now that the weather is also getting nicer, there's a few less restrictions. Love to say hi. And yeah, have a great Sunday, you guys. As always, I will link these listings to the show notes. You can also find them and the transcript to this podcast on my website, edengracerealestate.com. If you have any other questions about these properties or any others in the Kamloops area, you can always reach me by emailing podcast@edengracerealestate.com. Until next time.